Number 122, Now Enrolling, The People's MBA. I've long been a vociferous critic of the MBA. Such criticism was the de facto point of In Search of Excellence. Bob Waterman and I, though both engineers, Waterman in mining, me in civil, and both Stanford MBAs and both McKinsey consultants, the latter a mecca of cold-blooded business analysis, lamented business's abiding emphasis on the numbers and its accompanying de facto and de jure de-emphasis of the so-called soft people stuff. The economic crisis of 2007-plus underscores and intensifies the message of our 25-plus-year-old book and, alas, illustrates what little distance we've come and how far we have to go, or maybe we've gone backwards. For far longer than 25 years, perhaps going on 40 years, I've made my life's work focusing on the neglected people stuff and implementation stuff. Now, with tongue only slightly in cheek, I offer here my prospective MBA curriculum without comment. Core course menu. Managing People 1, Managing People 2, Managing People 3. Servant Leadership 1 and 2. Execution 1 and 2 and 3. Creating a Try It Now environment. Maximizing ROIR, Return on Investment in Relationships. Value added through XFX, cross-functional excellence. Value added by converting all departments into professional service firms and centers of excellence. Sales 1, Sales 2. Service excellence, creating incredible customer experiences. Accounting 1 and 2. Accountability 1 and 2. Calendar mastery, time management. MBWA 1, MBWA 2, remember, managing by wandering around, nurturing and harvesting curiosity, design as strategy, giving great presentations 1 and 2, active strategic listening 1, active strategic listening 2, and maybe active strategic listening 3, civility, thank you, thoughtfulness, decency, respect, apology as strategy. Knowing oneself. Excellence as aspiration, excellence as standard for behavioral evaluation, excellence everywhere, excellence all the time. Elective menu. Recruiting top talent for 100% of jobs. Recruiting for smiles, enthusiasm, energy, and other soft stuff. Nurturing talent. Helping people, employees, customers, vendors, communities, grow beyond measure and realize their dreams. Women as preeminent leaders. The art of finding and nurturing weirdos. Building skunk works and other centers of innovation. The art and science of influencing others, 1 and 2. The preeminent role of emotion, perception, irrationality, and positively everything. Bringing spirit to the workplace. Marketing to and developing products for women, 1. Marketing to and developing products for women, 2. Marketing to and developing products for boomers and geezers, 1. Marketing to and developing products for boomers and geezers, 2. Rapid prototyping of everything. Increasing a unit's metabolic rate. Diversity power everywhere of every flavor. The power of universal transparency. And then a couple of ending courses called Finance and Business Strategy. While I do readily admit that the tongue is within range of the cheek, the spirit encompassed by the above is deadly serious, if not the 10 years to get it under one's belt. As to the practicalities, at least consider these sorts of sensibilities when you are designing your training curriculum. Summary. Flip-flop. Implicit in the above are a series of more or less 180-degree course reversals, among them, from economics to psychology, from marketing to sales, from strategy to execution, from men to women, from hard to soft, from sexy leadership to dull old management.